We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you glory. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. How are you this morning? How are you this morning? Maybe I'm not supposed to ask. The answer is in your faces. Some people are saying fine and they are frowning. How are you? I will take some people's answer in faith. By your looks. By their looks, you shall know them. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. On Friday, you know, last week, you discovered that the heat was very, very unbearable. Anybody experienced that? In fact, after preaching first service, when I went to sit down, I was like, if I've gone to swim. When I was coming down again, I said, should I wear this? Should I not wear this? Should I? So, if you see me struggling, just come and take my jacket. It was so hot that we had Abuja heat. I even saw some jokes all over the internet about the Abuja heat. Everywhere. And then on Friday evening, when I was coming back home, the rains came. And it brought refreshing. And it brought... What did the rain bring for you when it rained on Friday? Some heaved a sign of relief. Thank God. Anybody here, you had that experience? You had that experience? Isaiah 44. That is the same experience that God wants to give you this morning. Isaiah 44 verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendant. God has heard your complaints. God understands your murmuring. He has discovered that in many people's lives, things are not working according to type. Most of us are tired. Some of us are burnt out. Some of us are about giving up. And the remedy for that is an outpouring of His Spirit upon our situation. So whenever the Lord wants to bring an outpouring, He brings an outpouring because He discovered that we are spiritually dry and things are no longer working. And He brings an outpouring. If you are here, you are tired, just like me. And you want a refreshing, lift your two hands up and say, Lord, remember me. With an outpouring. Lift your hands to Him. Just like you brought the rains on Friday, bring the rain upon me. Bring the rain upon me. Let there be refreshing for me before I leave this sanctuary today. Lift your hands, just talk to Him. Just talk to Him. For I will pour water on the thirsty ground and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Let there be an outpouring. Let there be an outpouring in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Did you discover that reading the Bible is no longer enjoyable? Do you struggle in the place of prayer? Did you discover that you are unnecessarily on the edge, shouting at everybody around you? When they even ask, what is wrong? You don't even know. In the most part of your being, you are
tired, fagged out. You are thirsty and there is no water. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you today. He wants to bring a renewal. He wants to give you a new test for Him. A new test for Him. Did you cast your mind back at when you were on campus, when you were much younger, or when you were not in Abuja? How things were smooth. It was not the location. It's the power of the Spirit. It's the fact that you need a new outpouring. You need another encounter with the Holy Spirit. Yesterday's gone. Today, how many? Holy Ghost, fire, breathe on. Can we pray together? Breathe on me. Breathe
on me.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, fire.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Yesterday.
Today,
Holy Ghost,
fire, breathe on me,
rain on me,
rain on me,
Holy Ghost,
fire,
rain on me.
Yesterday,
Holy Ghost,
fire.
Can we pray, Lord, bring back a time of refreshing over my life? Times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. A new time 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 of refreshing. Let there be a 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 refreshing. We thank you. We magnify your name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Did you discover that you are going just through the motions? You wake up, you go to work, you sleep. Wake up, eat, go to work, you sleep. As life becomes very boring, you need an outpouring. You need an outpouring. Without a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon your life becomes normal. And nothing happens. In our church now are three sets of people. People that have not known Jesus at all. People that have known Him and have not had an outpouring. People that have had an outpouring but they are dry. Three sets of people seated here now. People that have not had encounter with Jesus. They come to church, their name, maybe Mary, John, Jesus. In fact, some are named Jesus, but they don't know Him. There are some that have given their life to Him, but they've not had an encounter with the outpouring of the Spirit. A third set of people, some people that have had an outpouring of the Spirit in the past, but are now dry. And there are the fourth set of people that might be very few, people that are under the overflow all the time. But no matter where you fall here today, there can be an outpouring for you. Are we here this morning? Are we here this morning? If you are here, say amen. Let me hear you. Have you ever seen somebody before that you look at the Christian life and say, God, how does this man do it? How does this man do it? If only I can do half of this. Don't bother. It is by the power of the Spirit and an outpouring. When I was in the secondary school, I gave my life to Christ during a baptismal Sunday. And after I was ministered to give my life to Christ, I went back to school. I followed the discipleship program, followed the master. If you are a Baptist boy, you know what I mean. Follow the master. 15 weeks. Is it 13 or 15 weeks of taking you through the Bible? Thy word have I hidden in my heart, so that I might not sin against. Anybody can remember that? And many of them served the master. I did all those things. Was still coming to church. But I never knew that there was something extra and special that I needed in my life. Until a friend of mine, we were in the same class, just gave his life to Christ. He gave his life to Christ around 9 months, 1 year after I gave my life to Christ. And then he came to school. Break time. He was just moving around. You must be born again. And was so he came to me, a whole me, who had given his life to Christ a year ago, who has done, follow the master, who knows the Bible and can quote the scripture. A whole me. Tunji, that's his name. Maybe he's watching me now because he watches our service. Came to me and wanted to preach to me. And I told him, I've given my life to Christ already. I said, okay. He said, follow me. You know, you have to witness. So I followed him behind and we're going. So I got the confidence, we're witnessed. After that first day, he spoke to me and said, have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Imagine, a homie, Baptist boy. We understand 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. So I carry my Bible, 1 Corinthians 14. I would prefer you to prophesy than speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is for unbelievers. It's just a sign. It's a sign for unbelievers. But this, we went through it. And the question is this. Me, we never speak in tongues. They tell somebody, say, now prophecy I want. I never even do entry level. There are many people in church like that. They never done entry level. At the end of the day, about like 3 days, I said, okay, let's even try. So he took me somewhere, one uncompleted class, and said, as you need an elder, he put his hand on me. I was looking at him. Today be today. He was going to put his hand on me. And he said, you are supposed to speak, do the thing as a being, and so you talk. Then later, I calmed down. And he told me, Biodun, I know the languages you speak. But if you have to speak in tongues, he said, I can feel the Holy Spirit have come upon you. But you are struggling with him. Do you know the reason why most of the time, when we minister to this, some people are shaky? Their spirit is fighting against the Spirit of God. And he said, the Spirit of God has come upon you. He has given you utterance. Speak. Speak waiting. He said, make sure you don't speak English, you don't speak Yoruba, you don't speak the Ghanaian languages, you understand. Just open your mouth and say something. So, he lay hands on me again. And I did Kabaka, and that was it. And he flew out of me. His spirit came through me, and I started speaking in tongues. And it flew. And both of us went through that school. Ministry. In fact, break time, we'll go. We have a timetable on the classes to go. You will go to 3A. I will go to 3B. You will go to 3D. We are doing that. And there was a revival in our school by the power of Holy Spirit. I didn't say you have not gone through discipleship. I didn't say you have not crammed the Bible. I didn't say you did not pray this morning. But I'm saying the Holy Spirit wants to bring a time of refreshing to your life because by your power you can't do it. And what we have come to do this morning is for the Holy Spirit to release this extra into your life. Listen, have you argued with people just like me? Are you? Is your background Baptist, Anglican, Methodist, Catholic? Which other? Equa? Which other one? The other one? That your own also? When people say, you just look at them and say, and when let me issue, people with the evil spirit. And he just look at them and say, if God is the one praying through them, how is it that he decided when to open his mouth? Malebo Kolia, and then he keeps quiet again. Is it God that is stopping him? And many things we ask. Listen, are you not tired? You need a time of refreshing. And he has said, he has looked at your life and I've seen your test, your dryness.
look at your life. He has seen the dryness of your spiritual life. He has seen how fucked out you are. And he has commissioned this service to bring an outpouring upon you. No matter what you have heard in the past, no matter what you have said in the past, no matter your argument against in the past, please forget all those things and release your spirit to him. Can we lift our heads, two hands together before we go much more? I said, I yield myself to you. I yield myself. I break every tradition. I yield myself. I yield myself. I yield myself. I yield myself. Lift your hand and say, I yield myself to you. I yield myself.
Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Talk to him.
I give myself,
give
myself away so you
can use me.
I give
myself away.
I give myself away so you can use me.
Give
myself
away.
I give myself away
so you can use me.
A fresh touch from you, oh Lord, marebo kuli mekeria, adale mokoria, kale mokode mekeria, da 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 ba, eria da 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 ba, eria na 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 ma, ezende mekeria, da 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 da. Eria na 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 ma keria ba da 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 ba. E shende pe keria na 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 ba. O pokole me kele pokoli me keria na 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 ba. Eria na 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 ma keria na 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 ba. O pokole me keria na 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 ba. We thank you. We glorify your name. Thank you. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit. Can we read together? I will pour out my spirit on. Can we start together? Let's go. And it shall come to pass. We are at the afterwards now. After Saturday. It shall come to pass after Saturday. For some people, it's after you lost the job. For some people, it's after you cried. For some people, after you asked the question. After you say, where is God? It's afterwards now. Please, I beg you in the name of God. It is your afterwards. Don't go without the outpouring. Can we read it again? And it shall come to pass afterwards. You know your afterwards. Afterwards. That I will. What is the meaning of poor? Poor. And when you are pouring something, is there a difference between dropping and pouring? In the Old Testament, it was a droplet. Out of a million people, one person, there's a droplet on him and he comes. And he does wonder. In the New Testament, afterwards, I will pour means a large amount of something given within a short duration of time. The duration of this service is short. But what you are about receiving can take you for 10 years. That is what we call pour. Do you understand me? Help me now. You are not at a night of 1,000 laughs. Where I come, make you laugh, and you go home. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is a pouring. Did you hear me? It is not a droplet. It's something you can swim in. It's not something that just touches you. It is not. Do you know there are some kind of rain that if it falls, it will bring more heat? Do you know? Hello, do you know that there are some kind of rain that falls during the heat that it will bring more heat?
That's why you need an outpouring that takes away every dryness and gives you more for the future. It's not a drop that puts you into trouble. A drop that... We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. And afterwards, again, I will pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters. It's a family thing, sir.
What did I say? I said what?
It's a family thing, sir. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. And it shall come by pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see
afterwards. And it is now. Enough of this happening to you without you having a foreknowledge. The outpouring brings that to you. Listen to me. John chapter 7. Let me not lose my notes. Let me just talk to you. John chapter 7 from verse 37. Look at that. 44 verse 3 said it will rain. Isaiah 44:3 talks about water upon the dry land. Look at John 7:37. On the last day of a feast, the great day, Jesus stood up. He did not just talk. For you to see the seriousness, what did he do? He cried out. So that would mean normally Jesus talks maybe like my wife. Normally talks like my wife. Gentle, calm. You know the way I talk now. Not like that. But then Jesus now woke up on the day and spoke not like Mrs. Aribike, but like Pastor Aribike. And cried out, if anyone thirsts, if anyone is dry, if anyone is weary,
let him come to me and drink.
Jesus had made the water available. Some people are saying, pass the water to my house. He's saying, come and drink.
So what he's asking us to do, number one, is to thirst and to come.
Number two, verse 38. 38. Whoever believes in me. So number one, thirst. Number two, come. Number three, believe. Have faith in this world. No matter what you have heard in the past. Test. Come. Believe. Whosoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart, of his belly, will flow rivers of living water. And that is what he wants to do for us this morning. There are several instances in the Bible where the waters flow. But you discover that the condition for the rains to come, like I've said, is to test, is to come, is to believe. Can we check Luke 11, 9 to 13? So you need to test. You need to come. You need to believe. Luke 11, 9, and I will tell you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receive, and everyone who seeks, find, and everyone who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or If he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Test. Come. Believe. Ask. Test. Come. Believe. Ask. Can you say after me? Let's go. Test. Come. Believe. Ask. Let's say that again. Let's go together. Test. Come. Believe. For the last time, let's go. Test. Come. Believe. That you are in church today does not mean you have come. That you are in church today might be you have come to watch. That you are in church today might be because of tradition. That you are in church today might be because you have nowhere to go to. And in fact, some of us are in church today because our parents forced us, or you don't want your wife to fight you, or your husband brought you by force. That you have come to church today does not mean you have come. Now that you are in church, you come now. Test. Come. Believe. And ask. And that is a condition for the outpouring of a spirit upon us. Can I give us one more or two more? Acts chapter 5, verse 36. Acts 5, 32. 32. 32. Acts 5. 32. Can we all read together? One, two, go. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. So number four, I mean number five. Number one, test. Two, come. Three, believe. Four, ask. Five. Can we go again? Number one, test. Number two, come. Number three, believe. Number four, ask. Number five, obey. So we are going to be giving instructions today, and just obey those simple instructions, and there will be an outpouring over your life. Most of the time, it's difficult for us to receive an outpouring because of many things. Our sins, traditions. Have you been part of people that have come against people moving under the Holy Spirit? You know, we have said many things in the past, some of which I have forgotten, but I know we did a lot of things in the past. Yeah, people, look at the way they are dressing. Just smelly speaking in tongues, people. If it is speaking in tongues that will take me to heaven, then I'm not sure I'm ready to go to heaven. I'm not sure. Are you one of the katakata people? Katakata. It's time to let those things go. Those are the things that block the way. Traditions of our church that are not what the scripture says. Some of us think it has passed away. Listen, if Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than everybody, then I want to speak in tongues. If Peter spoke in tongues, I want to speak in tongues. If Jesus is the one that baptized with the Holy Spirit, and after he did that, all of us spoke in tongues, I want to speak in tongues. But what I'm telling you today is beyond speaking in tongues. They are poor. Speaking in tongues is an entry level to it. We are talking higher things more than this. But for some, that is what you need. For some of us, higher things. Some more gift of a spirit. Some ability to prophesy. And all are embedded in the package of the outpouring. You can receive the part that you want out of it. Let's take one or two instances of the outpouring, and then we go to pray. Let's take one. Acts chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, and you know Pentecost means 50. It's 50 days after the Passover. So this is the 50 days after Jesus was resurrected. Arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, remember, what are the conditions? Test, come, believe, ask, obey. We have more, but let's just stick to these five for now. And if you check chapter 1, you saw them together testing, together praying, together coming together. They were testing. They came together. They were praying in obedience to the word of God. If you look chapter 1 of the book of Acts, you will see them obeying all these five conditions. Oh, and in chapter 2, there was a result of their obedience came upon them. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty wind. So what happened first was a wind. They were together and something blew like a wind. And that wind have a sound. You know there are some sound of him. There are some sound that as if you are using a pressure cooker. And the steam is coming out forcefully. And it came and the wind blew like a rushing wind. And then the wind filled the whole house. Like he's about to do now. Fill the halls where they were sitting. And divided tongues like a fire came upon them. So there was a sound. There was a wind. There was fire. And then when it came upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. So that is one incident of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Let the experience of the disciples be my experience this morning. Just talk to him. Let the experience of the disciples be my experience today. Let the experience of the disciples be my experience today. Let the experience of the disciples be my experience today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we look at Acts chapter 4? Let's look at another incident at Acts chapter 4 from verse 23 to 31. Acts 4, 23 to 31. And they were, when they were released, in chapter 3, they prayed for a crippled at the beautiful gate. And the crippled was healed. And people gathered. So the Sanhedrin, they were jealous and they arrested them. And told them not to preach the gospel again. When they went back to their people, they started praying again. So when they were released, they went back to their friends and reported what the chief priest and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our fathers David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, why do the heathens rage, the Gentiles rage? And the people imagined a vain thing. The king of the earth set themselves, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and his anointed. For truly in this city, they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threat and grant that your servant to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hands to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaky, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continue to speak the word of God with boldness. So Acts chapter 2, all of them were gathered and the Holy Spirit came upon them Acts chapter 4, they gathered themselves together and they prayed and the Holy Spirit came upon them. I had five different instances I want, or six different instances I want us to read. But because of our time, we'll limit it to these two. In Acts chapter 2, all of them were gathered and the Holy Spirit came. Acts chapter 4, they called themselves together after their threat. So after threat, you can gather your family together to pray and the Holy Spirit will come. The Holy Spirit does not come only in church. The Holy Spirit comes when you are in your family praying together also. So we are not here only for an outpouring. In our houses, there will be outpouring also. Do you understand? So in your office, at your place of work, where you sell, there can be an outpouring. And that outpouring attracts. It's like a glory that attracts everybody to your shop. All of us need an outpouring. In Acts chapter 8, in Samaria, they went to preach. There was an outpouring. In Acts chapter 10, in the house of Cornelius, they went to preach. In a family, there was an outpouring. In Acts chapter 19, seven people were gathered together. And there was an outpouring. In Acts chapter 9, the story of Paul, they lay hands on him, and there was an outpouring. Listen, when we gather together, there can be an outpouring. In your family, there can be an outpouring. When you are alone, there can be an outpouring. I can't count the number of times I prayed alone, and I feel the power of God surging through me, and a new grace coming upon me. There was a time around, just like a year into the church, I was in Lagos for a training program. I got to my hotel room about to sleep. I think I was sleeping, and then something woke me up. I woke up, and there was like a hand. Something came upon me. You'll be shocked. I sat down at that time. It has never happened to me before. I sat down. I carried my Bible. I was hearing audible voice, and I was writing message. In fact, it was a message about prayer. In 15 minutes, I wrote a message of like 6 weeks. I was writing. All alone in the hotel room, I was writing. That message I wrote, I preached it. I wrote it in like 15 minutes. But I preached it for almost 2 months in the church. Because the hand of God came upon me. And there was an outpouring upon me. You can wait on God for an outpouring. I've been in the office sometime. And something just come. Sometimes I'm driving. And I park. And carry Bible. And start writing. Instruction, because something just comes upon me. The outpouring can be everywhere. But today we are gathered together for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what can stop you today? Your sin, your pride, your over analysis, your tradition. Are you not tired? For 20 years you have come to services like this, where everybody received the gift of speaking. Some people are laying hands, they are receiving the call, they are moving into healing, they are sharing greater testimonies, and your own is to come and watch and say, you remember that sister we give testimony on May 23, 2018. You know the date, you know the face, you have never experienced it. From today, that will never be your portion again. Because you have a testimony to show for it. Can you tell the Lord now, if you are going to touch one person today, it is me. It is me. It is me, O Lord. It is me. Labage le bokuli aga. Rike le moshita karia galabasita. Ite le bokuria. Ramaka riata le bokuli meshita la makaria la la laba. E le boshite le bokuria mala. E riata laba. I le bokuria laba karia de bokuria masata. We give you praise, we give you honor. Can we lift our hands to him? Let's just worship him. We just take one or two worship songs and we begin to pray. You reign, you reign, Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh.
You are mighty on your throne.
You reign,
you reign. Zion, Kadosh,
Kadosh,
you are mighty on
your throne.
You reign,
you reign,
Zion, Kadosh.
mighty on
you. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Tadus, 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 Tadus. Zion, Kadosh, Kadosh,
you are by the Lord.
You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Zion, Kadosh,
you are by the Lord. Maria Kale Akala Makante Lebokoria, Ariana Nanakaria, Asiente Bekeri Bokoria, Asiente Bekeri Bokuria Malada, Ariana Nanakaria, Asiente Bekeri, Ariana Nanakaria, Eleboki, Aria Makaria. Aria kala da 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 da
Ramakaria da 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 Ramakaria da 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 Eberia da 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 Ramakaria Eria da 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 Ramakaria Eria maza da lelebo Korea Eria da 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 Bokuria maka Eria na 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 Ramakaria da Anda la Ramakaria kare da 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 bo Eria da 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 maka Eberia da 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 Maria kare da 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 Ramakaria da 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 Eria gara da 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 da
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Alaba kini bokolia le mojitaka ri alaba.
One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. Overshadow me. Overwhelm me. Let there be an outpouring over me and my family. Holy Spirit, overshadow me. Overwhelm me. Let there be an heart pouring over me and my family. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I can feel it. The Lord's are in. Ride on Jesus.
He was married.
Until we are so.
Can we all be on our feet as we take this last prayer point? Can we take it all? Can we all be on our feet? La baga ni bojita la baka ria kalaba ke delelele bukuria malaka. Put your hand on your head or your chest, or lift your hands to him. Overwhelm me, overshadow me. Let there be an ask for him. Obama la me le mo fole me ke me mo kundi me ke rika aria kata bakaria de maria kata la makaria kata ere de bokoria anana makaria da eria da kata da moko de bekeria da da ba aria kata de mo aria kata da eria da da ba me keria da ba maria kata de mo makaria kata da ba eria kata da 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 da
La bacaria catatata bacaria cata de bocoria catata anda de bocuria catatata eria catata bacaria bahe eria catatata catatata e pequeria catatata aria catatata catatata eria catatata baca eria catatata.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In January, we had some set of retreat in church. Two of my people, a son and a daughter, spoke to me after their retreat. One even sent me a text. You know, it said some declaration about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit can do. And one of them took the challenge and went on a retreat to pray. He said, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit came to me. He said, like fire, like lightning. I couldn't stand. It was fire. All over me, like fire, shaking, throwing me away. The experience is not for the church alone. Our time is limited. If it's left to me, we'll pray like this for 30 minutes. And I will stop the song. You will see what will happen. But get back home. Do something. Hold on to him. Challenge him. There was my daughter's in church was at the prayer meeting, one of the retreats. And just like some of you have prayed down and look as if nothing has happened, she got home and woke up in the morning seeing people around him. What happened? They said since 10 o'clock you have been like this. They just saw him speaking in tongues and prophesying. They thought something was, because they have never seen her like that, they thought something has happened to him. So all what he was saying, they were even writing it down. The kind of tongue he was speaking, the right. So they gave it to him. So he read the tongue and said, this looked like the tongue of my pastor. He was saying everything out in the spirit. Listen, the outpouring, some of you have the result of it after you have gotten home. Are you here? Are you here? There is nobody here that something has not happened to. But by the time you are getting to your house, your dream life changing, your vision, you prophesying, you seeing things, you will begin to know. Are we here? Lift your two hands to him and say thank you. Just say thank you. Just say thank you. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank him. My life will never be the same again. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What your spirit, body, and soul needs, let the Holy Spirit release them unto you. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is lacking, let the Holy Spirit release them unto you. In the name of Jesus. By the power of him that created the heavens and the earth, your long-awaited testimony, let it spring forth this week. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, I say, this week will not end until you have a reason to share your testimony. In the name of Jesus. What the Holy Spirit makes available with us, work, let that be your portion this week. In the name of Jesus. Have you waited for something for so long? Let them be delivered unto you this week. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May the Holy Spirit overshadow you. May Jesus be gracious unto you. May God the Father be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit work wonders in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.